phase check. In phase.
As I lie here, thinking of you, I realize that nothing is new.
FM. That was the Bell Stars, of course. And
the headphones are now working.
I've only got one channel working. I can only hear myself in my right ear.
I can hear you in both ears, so you are actually in stereo.
Oh, that's good. It's no use having a broadcast station that broadcasts in stereo without being in stereo.
No.
Tonight is in phase night. This is the first time I've been here in 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah, well...
Of course, I wasn't here. Yeah, actually, it's the first time true in phase has been going on for over 6 months, I'd say. Certainly
it's been
first
a while.
Time this year.
It's been a while.
And for those people out there who are interested...
Actually, you and I did a program together last October.
I just lost my signal.
No, I've got... Now I'm back.
Now. Actually, it has been 10 years since in phase began. You realise that?
10
1987.
Years.
Oh. Radio station. What's going on? Oh, it must be that microphone of yours has died.
Has it? Oh, it's back again.
It's in the process of dying. It's very strange. It did it again. Every time you breathe into it, just...
It did this to... It was doing this
it's
to me
breath.
A few weeks ago.
You're just turning it off.
It was
How
doing this to me a few weeks
breath?
Ago.
What have you been eating?
Nothing. Garlic.
I can hear it crackling. We'll just give it the...
There we go.
Oh, now it's totally stuffed.
Now
it's all
just completely
treble.
All right. We're going to play some stuff tonight. This one is the wrong track.
It's fixed again.
Oh, there it goes. You're on in phase on Swa.
Watched you.
This one's from Marissa.
We'll be right back.
cold as ice.
Appropriate track for this time of year.
It is. On In Phase.
On In Phase 10th year anniversary.
And it so is. 10 years.
Doing overtime on the vinyl for this show.
Yeah, we decided that we would head down to where we originally started from 10 years ago.
10 years ago. On
and play all these songs.
Station not so far away, broadcasting an inglorious 20 watts of mono back then.
That's right.
Through a transmitter which had much pigeon poop in it.
That's it.
And
on top of a water tower really was where the antenna was.
Couldn't pick it up outside the station, but nevertheless, that was that station which Swara FM, In Phase began broadcasting 10 years ago.
That's right. And the record collection still shows it.
Yes. We had Ico back there.
Bell Stars for Marissa. Marissa, on her way, or actually tonight, after we had dinner, we suddenly heard this song called Ico Ico. And I said to Marissa, I have that song. And we found it. And in fact, Paul went looking and we found yet another version of it, which we'll play in a few songs' time, of Ico Ico, which is Cyndi Lauper's version as well. Famous, of course, from the movie Rain Man was where it first came out in.
Rain Man?
Rain Man, that's it.
Oh, Rain Man, yeah.
Yes. But do you know this song?
Can you start that again? Because the beginning of this track is just so good. You can't interrupt it. You really should do a mix, like, you know, In Phase and In Phase.
Forget it. You know my vinyl
is... so good.
You know my vinyl has become... My vinyl mixing has become hopeless.
Phase check. In Phase.
You're right.
We'll be right back.
Gary Numan.
Oh, it's just such a good song.
It's very exciting.
It
Do
is.
You play that song?
Massive, humongous song.
Yeah.
Just New Romantic all over again.
Oh, it is. That's one of the other song which I need to find is Screaming Jets.
Oh, that's here.
I want that song.
We played it not too long ago.
Did we?
Well, probably a couple of years ago now.
No, no, no.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Well, actually, yes. Okay, we'll play that now.
What song are we going to play next, Marissa?
Careful Cat.
That's it.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal. She is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language. It's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of ones with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. To change the mood a little I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so flash. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV when it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
In Phase.
Okay. could I ever forget the first time, the last time we ever met? But I know the reason why you keep your silence up. No, you don't fool me. The hurt doesn't show, but the pain's too gross. So stranger to you.
Tonight, and a horrible buzz from the dimmer. God, I hate it.
Why?
The dimmer. It's just buzzing.
Oh well, yeah, it does that. Buzzes every now and
then. In a minute, Marissa. In a minute. You're listening to In Phase with Paul. That's him.
Yes.
And Anite. That's me.
10th anniversary edition
of In Phase, and we're playing all those songs that
I don't usually get that excited.
We grew up with.
But I just figured, what the heck? I mean, who really cares about this stuff?
Well, that's right, exactly.
I mean, back, say, 5 or 6 years ago, no one ever played it. But now, of course, commercial radio plays nothing but just, like, baby boomer, you know, retro 80s stuff. And you get pretty sick of it. And
yeah.
You know, I thought we'd do it too.
We're going to push that button in a minute, all right? When I tell you. So, yeah.
You know what happened? You know why it happened?
Why? Well, when I tell you, Marissa.
They're all playing all that other stuff. And then one day... I faxed them a copy of, or I faxed 1FM a copy of a song list of Vinyl Shop.
Yeah.
And they took it up and started playing all that stuff. And then all the other radio stations in Sydney started doing it too.
That's it.
So that's, I should not have faxed.
Well, you know, I...
Actually, what I'll do now is I'll fax a heap of alternative stuff. And
because of the sound of it, I got very addicted to the mix, you know. Because I just love the sound. The sound is so good.
The sound is good, and that's what
the music is crappy, but the sound is good.
In Phase is all about good sound. So.
That's right. But in the last week or so, I became so sick and tired of hearing Tina. Tina Arena and all that sort
Arena.
Of.
Tina Arena.
You know that and that woman that you like. What's her name? Celine Dion. Oh,
she's not too bad. I hear her only once a week.
Yeah. Whereas on Mix, you know, you get them 5 or 6 times a day. So I decided it was time to change the dial. So I said, I'm going to get really desperate and go to 2WS and make that my station.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, well, if, you know, Lee Zager listens to it and he's, you know, half my age, then it couldn't be that bad. So I changed.
Yeah, the problem is they still play that 60s crud.
No, that's the thing though. 2WS have changed. They play hardly any 60s crud. They actually play a lot of 80s stuff, and certainly 2WS has become my station.
Oh my goodness, what is going on?
And
here?
Every time I pick up the phone, I go, 2WS is my station. And
so, it's just ridiculous.
Just so that I can win that $5,000 song.
So you listen to Zagat religiously between 8 and 10 now, do you?
No, I'm not that desperate. But anyway, Marissa's going to push this button for me now. And coming out of it, go Marissa, push it. And coming
if
out of
I
it
my time again,
is Big Audio Dynamite.
Bad.
Even when I was the blind,
I'm fully grown, and I know where it's at. Somehow I stay thin while the other guys got fat. All the chances that I've blown and the times that I've been down, I didn't get too high, kept my feet on the ground. Situation now.
Delightful, delightful.
Bashful change of atmosphere.
I wish I could sing like that. It's not everything, singing, you know. The only important thing these days is rhythm and melody. Rhythm and melody.
In phase. In phase. In phase. In phase. In phase.
A Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away.
On Swire FM. That was David Cunningham's fault.
Yes, it was, because he put his stupid announcement on the board and it just fell off and onto the... of all the times, it's had all week to fall and it just happened to fall now.
That's right, and there's no way I'm going to let a good song like that pass without playing it again. It just has to be played again. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
Damn David Cunningham. five people in the studio and a picture of him falls off the wall.
The Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day. Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles. No, he never would wave goodbye. You could see it written in his eyes as the train rolled out of sight. Bye, bye. Hail, mama, mama,
WRFM.
Thank you.
Okay, we've decided we're going to abandon that song.
Yes, despite the fact that it always comes after Life in a Northern Town.
It does.
Always. This song is just forever together.
I've decided, see ya, remind me on Monday, I'm going to go and buy the CD.
CDs, they just sound such crud ass though.
I know, but really I want the Big Country CD. Remind me Monday, I'll be going to get it. It's my favourite song, I love that song. Yeah, and it always follows Life in a Northern Town.
When is it mine?
When is it your what?
When is it yours?
I have this little five-year-old sitting on my lap here.
We have requests.
He's got Thomas the Tank Engine stamps on one hand and Bananas in Pyjama stamps on the other.
I forget that. What about the Power Rangers stuff? What about the Babe, the Gallant Pig? That's the thing now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm just reaching behind the... Oh,
actually,
got a cold.
I should actually report. That's right, because during... Oh, fine.
Fine. TWS is my station. where was I? Oops, sorry, Marissa.
It could have been them too. It could have been TWS ringing and we could have won $1,000.
We could have.
You haven't closed it.
I know. Hang on. I'm just trying to...
Play a track.
I've got a child on my lap and I'm trying to put a slide. Sia asked for some Pointer Sisters earlier this afternoon and so I found some.
Oh, such a good song on Swar.
I thought so.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity. What you doing to me? I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
Bye.
Scheiße, so the Germans would say.
Refuse.
Yeah.
Half a cow.
Pointer Sisters. Automatic.
Manual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to my calculations, it's something past eight.
Something like that. somewhere in the world.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Paul asked for this song, White Town. What's this one?
I just thought we should play at least one more recent track today.
Oh, more recent. The Dangers of Drug Abuse.
It's got nothing to do with drug abuse.
That's what it's got on here, The Dangers of Drug Abuse.
Yeah, that's the other track.
Oh, okay. This one. You want me to play this one? Here we go. Your Woman. Oh, this song. Yeah, I like this song.
This is a good song, that's why. I only play this good songs. This is Soir.
This is an in-phase track.
In-phase.
It is. It's why now we're doing in-phase, we're going to play this track. This time it wasn't David Cunningham's photo.
It was my loose index finger.
Much fun.
Okay.
Soir. And that was White Town, Your Woman. And it's just such a good song.
Yeah, we did get a little bit more than we anticipated.
Yes, we did sort of just review a little bit there.
Yeah, but it wasn't so bad.
No.
It was a fidget with a digit dot finger.
You just itching to go with that song, or are we going to talk for a second?
We can talk for a sec.
All right, okay. Showbiz report, before Showbiz. I forget about it. Been a while on InFace since we had a Showbiz report. You will remember last time we talking about, Gary Sweet and Big Sky. Well, that's all well and truly come and gone.
Yeah.
Up and coming, we will have the Helm and McElroy production of Murdercore.
Murdercore,
which has been described as a cross between X-Files and Murder One.
Yeah.
Still too early to say. Yeah, I mean, they've been producing for a while down there in Balmain.
Yeah.
A large number of a bit of work was done for that. About two months down there.
Her nose is running.
Good. Yes, down there. So that will be out on Channel 9 in around about October. So watch out for that one.
Yeah.
Another show doing the rounds, or will be doing the rounds soon, is a telemovie called Doom Runners, which I've just finished working on. And it's a good one. Beware Dr. K.O. and his mind wipe.
What is it? Is it a show or is it a cartoon?
It's a live action telemovie, sort of not entirely unlike Power Rangers.
Is it Australian?
No, it's an American production done here in Sydney. Oh. So it's, I wouldn't describe it as fully Australian, but we were doing all the work for it. And actually, Dr. KO's lab, which is a bit that I built, is actually the tunnels, the gun emplacements under Middle Harbour there?
Yeah,
The middle head section there?
Yeah.
That's actually Dr. KO's lab. We fitted all that out with lights and goodness knows what. And the Doom vehicles, which are these three-wheeled bikes, which are good fun. Just didn't quite fit through the door, so we had to widen the door slightly, and there's a long bit of story there. Anyway, it is described as a Mad Max for kids, and it will be out. It was done for Nickelodeon in the US. I believe someone has purchased it here. I don't know which station. But
probably Nickelodeon.
Well, I don't know, but I don't know whether it will be on a network or what the story is, but it should be out soon. But, of course, the big, 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 big one in Sydney at the moment is Babe 2. And suffice to say, Babe does indeed go to the big city. And that's about as much as I can say without biting my tongue, without lawsuits. So you'll be waiting a while for that one, probably well into next year. But it is big.
Yeah.
And the pork will be hog. That's all I can say.
So you've been busy.
Yeah, we're very busy.
Very busy. Are you looking for staff?
No, not quite that far yet. We've had the Cunningham boy working on some of that stuff.
Ah. Send your resume to Paul Matthews, PA Matthews, and what's the name of your new company?
Actually, you can see my new homepage.
Oh, you've got your homepage up
then.
That's
www.geocities.com/Hollywood/Academy/3154.
So send your resume through to that address.
Just email it. Log on and look
at
it.
If you're interested in working on the movies.
Well, maybe.
At a rate of $32 an hour.
You dreaming? Dream on.
After tax.
All right. After tax? What? Oh, crikey. The rate that people get paid on this, they don't need to worry about tax, mate.
Oh, still below the 5,001, is
yes,
it?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I've got Marissa sitting here. She's been hotting up to...
Patiently waiting
for her song to be played again. But this is a different version. What is this song called? Say it. Oh, now you've gone shy, have you? Come on, say it. Go. Okay, it's Iko Iko, but this time it's the Cyndi Lauper version of Iko Iko.